countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
There now, we're staying with food. Yesterday, a big day for restaurants and gastropubs as they reopened their doors to the public after 6 weeks of lockdown. In Kai Restaurant in Galway, chef Jess Murphy was back at the helm in the kitchen and her husband David out front of house. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm great. It's lovely to have you on, Jess. You're sounding bright and breezy there after what I hope was not too stressful but busy night for you.
Pressure's for tyres, you know, like we've been doing this for a long time, so.
Good to be back.
It's great to be back. It's great to cook for more than people, more than one person, because currently during lockdown, it was just myself and my husband, David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you a bit tentative? Because I know a lot of restaurateurs, gastropub owners, you know, they're just worried that there could be another lockdown, or they're worried that there could be, you know, an increase in cases. And it's a hard balance to strike, isn't it, really, to you know, over the next few weeks when you're going to be very busy, but at the same time praying that you'll be allowed to stay open beyond Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's tricky times. It is a pandemic, so... You know, we work really safely. We follow all the rules. And we can just do what we do. And it's just uncertain times. So you can't control everything. Like, and there's no point worrying about what you can and can't control, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully the rest of us going into your places will behave ourselves. that's key, you know, and work with the staff as well and the rules that you're implementing. I'm just wondering, you know, as I talk to you, I'm always curious to know, you know, in any given year, this is a busy month and a third of incomes, you know, of turnover in a lot of restaurants happens over these next few weeks. So what's it like for you then on Christmas Day? Do you get someone else to cook?
Oh, I wish. I find it quite stressful cooking, actually, at home on Christmas Day. There's a lot to control. Like, at least in a professional kitchen, you know, you have a team, you have a pastry chef and everything like that. So I try and kind of set days of doing things. Like, I always cook my ham the night before.
Yeah.
And then glaze it in the oven on Christmas Day. But like every Christmas Day, my husband David does the Cope Christmas Swim in Galway down in Black Rock.
Fantastic, yeah?
Yeah, so we normally come home after that and then whack the turkey in the oven and kind of have a late lunch then.
Right, okay. Well, at least there's two of you there that have a fair idea of what you're doing anyway. There's no chance of you burning the turkey.
No, I have actually, you know, whatever happens, I have burnt a few turkeys in my lifetime because, you know, I've only been living in Ireland for 15 years. And so turkey to me at Christmas time is completely alien.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Turkeys are something that, like, are wild in New Zealand to kind of hit with your car. You don't eat them.
What about Brussels sprouts?
Oh, well, Brussels sprouts are... In absolute love with Brussels sprouts. I love them.
Hey, well, that makes two of us. So there's two people in Ireland that like Brussels sprouts, you and I.
Exactly. I've been eating them since the 1st of November.
Really?
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, they are. They're, I don't know what it is. You either love them or you don't. But do you flavour them in any shape or form to try and make them taste better? Any tips in that regard?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think the bitterness puts people off. So what I do is I fry mine with lots of butter. I use white pepper and I actually roast them in the oven.
Right. So roast them in the oven. That's one way of doing them that might make them taste better. Come here to me. As I said, you're living in Ireland now 15 years. Do you get home often? When were you back in New Zealand?
I was back in New Zealand, actually working for the Irish Embassy for St. Patrick's Day last March.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, right at the epicenter of when
right
the world
the
was going. Yeah.
Yes.
And you were I believe that you were due to have a special guest tasting your menu that day.
Yeah, so the Irish Embassy, Peter Ryan, who's an absolute legend, he's Irish ambassador in New Zealand. We both discussed a dinner. We were going to do a St. Patrick's dinner with Jacinta Ardern.
Oh, you're Prime Minister.
Yes.
Yeah. Very popular, wonderful lady. So Jacinta Ardern was due to be in the Irish Embassy and you were going to be cooking for her. What happened?
Well, obviously, the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And all the flights shut down in New Zealand. She shut down the whole country in 3 days. Which was phenomenal.
Yeah, no, forgive me for my question there. What happened? In other words, I know she could. The pandemic happened. I love your answer, and she couldn't come along. But what about you getting back here? Then was that traumatic?
That was basically like a James Bond movie,
right?
Which was kind of hard to explain. So all our flights through the Middle East got shut down.
Yeah.
So we had to. Basically sit online 24/7 to get a flight out of New Zealand, anywhere, somewhere that had a hub to fly us back to Ireland.
Yeah.
So we got tickets, Air New Zealand, we flew Air New Zealand to San Francisco, and then Aer Lingus had an emergency flight set up from San Francisco back to Dublin.
Right.
And because we didn't know any information about the disease or anything like that, we had to hire a car and then drive back and self-isolate because we were so scared that we could have picked it up on the plane. We didn't want to see anyone. We couldn't mix with anyone. So, yeah, it was kind of a frightening time.
Yeah, well, some experience, a story to tell, you know, in years ago that you actually did make it back. Listen, before you go, Jess, I mean, it has been a tough year for people in your sector. How have you managed to cope?
Well, I think the first lockdown was all about baking bread, and then the second lockdown was all about losing all the weight that you put on after eating all the bread in the first lockdown.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I've been walking a lot. You know, it's really important to look after your own mental health, and I think exercise helps a lot.
It sure does. I absolutely agree. Good for body and mind as well. Well, Jess, it's been lovely chatting with you. And we just said we'd note the reopening of the restaurants by having a chat with somebody like yourself. And you know, you sound up for it. And we do wish all the restaurants a safe and successful December. And as though you weren't busy enough, you have recipes with lots of ideas for Christmas dinner in the Sunday or in the Business Post, as it's called, Food and Wine magazine. That's out tomorrow. So we can check out all of your recipes regarding Brussels sprouts and turkey and the ham and the Coke.
There's lots of different recipes and everything like that, and they're like they're really simple. They can be prepared the day before.
Great.
So really take the stress out of Christmas.
I'm looking forward to it, and that's in the Business Post in the Business Post Food and Wine magazine tomorrow. Jess, thank you very much. Let you go back and rest there. Have a great weekend. That's Jess Murphy there in Kye in Galway. Now,